Now you have a look on our vineyard site map. We operate wine here in Siebeldingen and Frankweiler on 22 hectares of vineyards. 1 hectare is about 12 soccer pitches. And each of these soccer pitches is planted with 550 wines, which means that we look after and nurture more than 100,000 wines from January until the late end of the year, including the harvesting of the grapes, of course. On this map, you can see our vineyards marked in color: Pinot Noir red, Pinot Blanc white, Pinot Gris gray, and Riesling yellow. As you can see, we have an incredible number of small plots scattered everywhere. This has historical reasons. You see, we Palatinate people are very pragmatic. So before the times of Napoleon, when we had 3 children, we distributed the vineyards accordingly, so that each child got 1 of the 3 vineyards of the same size. Then Napoleon came, passed through the Palatinate region here and said, "You Palatinate people, you are all doing it wrong. You have to divide each and every vineyard by 3 if you have 3 children. This so-called equal division of real property naturally led to the plots getting smaller and smaller. Finally, you ended up with a parcel of land the size of a towel. Of course, there was also land consolidation here in Siebeldingen in the 1960s, which meant that all wine growers agreed that one could access their vineyards from above and below, that the route was clearly drawn, which is what you can see right here. But no one wanted to swap their parcels. Everyone wanted to keep the exact piece of land they had always owned, plus minus the paths, because we have very different types of soil here. This special feature is due to the Rheingraben Rift. The North Vosges were created here on the brim of the Oberrheingraben Rift, which runs 350 kilometers from Frankfurt to Basel, Switzerland. The mountains folded up. We Palatinate people affectionately call it the heart, on the foothills of which our vineyards nestle. And these foothills, this edge of the rift valley, they have such incredibly range of different types of soil. Here in Siebeldingen, we have a really high shell limestone content. And since the Pinot varieties love to grow on calcareous soil, we decided 50 years ago that we would only plant Pinots here in Siebeldingen. That means Pinot Blanc, Pinot Gris and Pinot Noir. In contrast to that, in the single vineyard site Gottramsteiner Münzberg or in the very lowest sites around Siebeldingen, you will also see some Riesling vineyards. Here we are in the village of Siebeldingen at 160 meters above sea level and opposite the Geilweiler Hof, the only federal research institute of wine breeding in Germany, at 220 meters above sea level. And here is the most calcareous part of the Siebeldingen single vineyard site, im Sonnenschein, which means in the sunshine. So you see, as a wine grower, you think a lot about where you are going to plant which wines. It also has a lot to do with the exposure of the vineyard, with the soil conditions, with the soil quality, and then our gaze wanders upwards. On the site map, you can see the village of Frankweiler, the single vineyard sites Frankweiler Petersbuckel, Frankweiler Kalkgrube. Kalkgrube translates to calcareous pit. However, it is neither calcareous nor a pit. But unfortunately, in the 1960s, many vineyards were consolidated for simplification. And this is when the term Kalkgrube was created for this Petersbuckel. We started applying for permission to use the old name of the vineyard again in 2015 and are now finally allowed to use it again on the label because it is one vineyard. 320 meters above sea level and nature reserve Palatinate forest. already in the two top victories. Our average temperature is 2 degrees Celsius higher than in Siebeldingen, which is lower down the hill. Here we have sandy, loamy soil on red sandstone, and when you leave the Wilhelmshof later and perhaps drive along the German wine route in the direction of Frankweiler, you will see above the village of Frankweiler the old sandstone quarry of Frankweiler, the yellow sandstone. I have a really cool tip for you. If you want to go for a little walk after the cellar tour, then go to Geilweiler Hof, also called Julius Kühn Institute, and learn about wine breeding and the different grape varieties. Over 80 varieties are wonderfully explained here. And because of the Signage, you can never get lost. Last but not least, I also recommend the almond trail that runs along the Geilweiler Hof, where the almond trees bloom wonderfully between February and April.